This is crazy work, man. Like, I'm just, that's crazy, bro.
Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes, because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So Jim Jones was having an interview before the BET Awards, and somehow Ciara just walked in and she just crashed the fucking interview. Like, can I sit down and talk to Jim real quick in the middle of his interview? So that's already out of pocket and disrespectful off top.
Because I just really need this to happen. I don't want you to be mad at me because I don't know how you even feel, but I really need y'all to just go ahead and... I'm coming in hot. No. Should I just stay on what I'm on right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna stay on it because why not? Why not? Like, y'all have like lived life in every capacity anyone could live it in. You're living like you have already done it. So let's just seal it properly.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Like, who are you? Like, you don't know Jim Jones like that. I mean, I'm sure you ran into him, industry parties and stuff, but you don't know this man like that, and you don't know his woman. Now, to give some backstory, him and his woman have been together for like 20 years. She proposed on Love & Hip Hop, like one of the first seasons, and I guess he said no or whatever. Who knows? It was probably for TV, but anyway, they've been together for 20 years, never married, and it's a whole ordeal, but yeah, they're not married. So who the fuck is Ciara to come in and crash this man interview? And then on top of being disrespectful for crashing the interview, sit down and talk to this man about his personal life with his girlfriend of 20 years. Who the fuck are you? Completely out of pocket. And it makes Russell Wilson look bad. Your woman just out here telling grown men what they should do with their woman? Completely out of line. This is why you don't marry a modern woman. You don't marry a feminist. You don't marry a boss bitch. Not only is she disrespecting Jim Jones' situation and the interview and everybody in the room, she disrespecting her own marriage and family and making them look bad. And I also want to say this. She seemed drunk. She seemed like she off a pill or she done had one too many.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Because you high right now.
So let's just seal it properly. Seal it properly. Because you know what? He deserves it. You deserve it. Why not? Like, I look at y'all and I'm like, they're so cute and so fly. Chrissy is so beautiful and so dope. And she holds you down.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga slap fire out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
You could tell she owns something. Can y'all tell she owns something? I mean, everybody at the table probably on something, but she, I don't know what she off of. She off that pink cocaine or something. This is like cocaine. Like, yeah, this ain't just drinks. I thought it was drinks at first, but now that I'm looking at her face, this is something more than drinks.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Ciara, you're not on any type of moral high ground for numerous reasons. How many rappers and entertainers did you get ran through by outside of wedlock? I ain't talking about the ones we know about, Bow Wow and Future and 50. How many of them ran through you that we didn't know about? How many times have your coochie been stretched by guys outside of wedlock?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
So who the fuck are you to come sit down and tell a man what he should do and you should do the right thing and all that? You spent your whole life doing the wrong thing. You just happened to find a simp to save you from your bullshit decisions. And you disrespect him on a regular basis to show him how much you appreciate it. And we're going to dive into that. Now, Jim Jones is handling it graciously. But I can assure you, if it was a dude, he would have swung on dude and said, you know, shut the fuck up, mind your business, nigga, before I break your face. Now, I'm not saying he should handle it like that with a woman, and especially not a celebrity. That would not be good for him at all in any way, for his career, just him in general. That would be horrible. Now, let's talk about that aspect of things. And what I'm about to break down is why women feel so comfortable doing disrespectful shit like this. Because checking a woman publicly is social suicide. And women know this. That's why they know they can disrespect men, throw things at men in public. They can pretty much do whatever they want. Because they know it is social suicide to even politely check a woman.
That's a damn shame.
Stop it. I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
That shit is wrong. It's just wrong.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Now, based on what I know about Russell Wilson, yeah, he deserved better. But he didn't feel like he deserved better, so it is what it is. But based on what I know about Russell Wilson, he a stand-up dude that definitely deserved better than this thot. This ran through thot. Who brought another man cum trophy to the table. And I got that from AD. Cum trophy. I mean, yeah, Chrissy chose to put up with him without marriage requirements. So, yeah, why marry her now?
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
Why put myself at risk and marry her now? When she gave me everything a woman could give a man for 20 years without marriage. It's all risk on Jimmy's side. I'm pretty sure Chrissy and Sierra ain't best friends.
You don't know that.
So why are you that pressed about it? Y'all get too caught up in this social media crap. Point I want to make is, if Russell had his wife in check, she wouldn't even do no shit like this to put herself in a position to get fire scammed out of her by a man. Stepping out of bounds with a grown man. Jim played it cool in front of the camera. But what if Jim feel like, I'm going to get at Russell because his wife did that to me and embarrassed me like that in front of thousands of people, potentially millions. I don't know how big the video going to get. She a female, so I ain't going to get at her. But next time I run into Russell, I'm going to check him. Or I might chin check him just because his wife disrespected me and embarrassed me. You see how women can get you in trouble as a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We not even going to go if Jim Jones would have put hands on her. That's extreme. But what if he would have just started barking on her? Like, bitch, it ain't your motherfucking business, bitch. If I marry my, like, if he would have just went in. So do Russell got to pull up with the strap now?
Hell no!
Do Russell got to go get the nine? Because here, you could say Russell's soft and all that. That's cute. But he got bread. So any nigga with bread can go get some work done for him. For a small fee. Even her profile pic is very sexually suggestive. For a Christian wife. This look demonic. This looks straight demonic.
That was very dark and sort of demonic.
This project took 5 years to build. I'm going to check it out. Shit better be fire. I'll check it out. And every beat, every lyric, every moment was made with intention, demonic intention, to lift you, demonically, to move you. Just put demonically after every one of these. To make you feel something, demonic. Whether it's a two-step in your kitchen or a soul-stirring scream, sing. Soul-stirring, huh? Matter of fact, I ain't gonna listen to it. Just off that word she just used right there, soul-stirring. No, I don't want you messing with my soul, bitch. See, I told you it was demonic. This is a little sexually seductive, Sierra. Oh, gyrating your twat right in front of the camera. Oh, clapping butt cheeks? Wow. What video is this? I'm gonna have to check out this video. Look at that. This is somebody's wife, y'all. Yep, look at this. Somebody's wife. Oh, close up to the, okay. Very suggestive. Yeah, when they start getting old, that's when they start getting desperate with like trying to sell sex. Oh, wow, somebody's wife. This is super disrespectful. If Russell did say he approved of this, he just did it out of necessity because he felt like he had to approve. I don't want her to leave me. Like, oh my God. She'll do anything to not have her leave him. Never get like that, fellas. Your integrity is worth more than any bitch, man. This is crazy. Come on, it got to be some comments in here talking about how disrespectful this is. This is supposed to be a wholesome Christian mother who checking other men about doing it the right way. Is this the right way as a wife?
I would say no.
Okay. I would say no. I think for the most part.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Gyrating your pussy in front of the kid. Look at this. What are your kids gonna... Look at that. Yeah, she ain't riding Russ like that. He's getting plain missionary once a year, if that. He don't got all this type of energy for Russ in the bedroom, I bet.
Not a chance.
This is crazy work, man. Like, I'm just... That's crazy, bro. Even if we don't do the whole Christian angle, this is crazy work. Even if she didn't have a boyfriend. It's diabolical, even if she was single. The next level is she had a boyfriend. That would be diabolical work. The most diabolical of diabolical works is she's married to a dude who's like a conservative Christian type.
Yo, there's just so much wrong with this, man.
And it was one chick in the comment section talking about, I bet Future missed this. No, he don't. He fuck bad bitches every night. You don't think there's no, out of all the hundreds of women he fucked probably a month, you don't think none of them could do this? That's ridiculous. She do want him back, though. She think about him every time she having sex with Russell, probably. Look, I'm not saying she want him back. I don't know. But she want a nigga like him. She don't want a Russell.
You don't know that.
If she had genuine burning desire for Russell, she wouldn't even feel comfortable doing this. When a woman really respects you or really fuck with you or just love you, she wouldn't do a video like this. This pose right here is wild work. I mean, it's hot. I jerk off to it. But this is disgraceful.
Look who's talking.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.